new for old. Thou hast loved my soul from the pit. Isaiah 38:17. God loves us so much that he gave all, even to the dregs of the bitter cup. But the Lord has no illusions or disillusions about you or me. He sees us for what we are, descendants of fallen Adam, lost sinners, with evil capacities in our hearts of which we know nothing, evil capacities, the magnitude of which we ourselves have not plumbed. Our natural abilities and developed personalities mean nothing. Our personal attraction and intellectual prowess are of no consequence. Our intrinsic strength and tutored training are of no account to God. Our innate charisma and magnetic allure is petty insignificance to him. Our inherent talents and engaging disposition have no value. Our instinctive wisdom and intuitive capabilities are meaningless vomit. Until we finally see ourselves through his eyes, we have an illusion. Until the Spirit strips us naked, we remain deluded, even in our perceived humility. Think of the worst, most foul, wicked, disgusting, and cruel villain. In Christ, that man is loved and precious, perfect in the sight of God. Think of the most honourable, righteous, gentle, clean-living, pure individual. That one's virtue and good deeds are polluted scraps before a holy God. Think of the rich young ruler and sweet Mary of Bethany who sat at his feet. Who could be labelled more virtuous, more irreproachable, more godly? Who indeed? For their common lives exuded goodness and wisdom, perfect, until the Lord's sharp two-edged sword cut away their pretense. For natural virtue is as the filthy rag discarded at a woman's monthly flow. Oh, natural virtues and developed skills mask the truth of who we are. Ah, but God knows. He knows every last lingering little lustful leaning. He knows every pathetic, polluted, prideful propensity. Yet for that born-again believer, you are perfect in him. But natural virtues and developed skills must be broken and shattered, as well as every last lingering little lustful leaning. For all such things display rebellion against God. All display self-ego. Our former self is no promise of what we're going to be. They were remnants of what we were, a ruined, sinful creation in fallen man. And righteous saints, past and present, discovered this to be true. Holy figures and godly men found this out after many years, 20 years, 40 years, 60 years of dedicated service, sometimes longer. Jesus did not die to repair or remodel the old me. Pure and desirable, though that exterior may be, but full of dead men's bones on the inside. Jesus did not die to restore or overhaul the old you. He will create and build and train and sanctify the new life. God will never resurrect the fallen creation in Adam or in Jacob. He will never resurrect the old man in Gentile or Jew. He will only resurrect the new creation in Christ, and that is non-negotiable. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Until we can acknowledge that all good we claim to do is of self, as well as all the evil, as well as every last lingering little lustful leaning, until we can stop relying on our natural wit and natural wisdom and see it for what it is, Until we can stop pretending and face the truth and seek the spirit's surgical sword. Until we look deep into the mirror of our own heart and acknowledge our mask of illusion. Until then, we remain deluded, either in pride of position or in false humility of heart. And every virtue we possess, and every conquest won, and every thought of holiness are his alone.